Aaron James. The point is, most of us struggle throughout our lives by giving too many fucks in situations where fucks do not deserve to be given. We give a fuck about the rude gas station attendant who gave us too many nickels. We give a fuck when a show we liked was canceled on TV. We give a fuck when our coworkers don't bother asking us about our awesome weekend. We give a fuck when it's raining and we were supposed to go jogging in the morning. Fucks given everywhere, strewn about like seeds in motherfucking springtime. And for what purpose? For what reason? Convenience? Easy comforts? A pat on the fucking back, maybe? This is the problem, my friend. Because when we give too many fucks, when we choose to give a fuck about everything, then we feel as though we are perpetually entitled to feel comfortable and happy at all times. That's when life fucks us. Indeed, the ability to reserve our fucks for only the most fuckworthy of situations would surely make life a hell of a lot easier. Failure would be less terrifying, rejection less painful, unpleasant necessities more pleasant, and the unsavory shit sandwiches a little bit more savory. I mean, if we could only give a few less fucks or a few more consciously directed fucks, then life would feel pretty fucking easy. What we don't realize is that there is a fine art of non-fuck giving. People aren't just born not giving a fuck. In fact, we're born giving way too many fucks. Ever watch a kid cry his eyes out because his hat is the wrong shade of blue? Exactly. Fuck that kid.